Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I know that record numbers of new people who never listened to the actual live, unedited broadcast are tuning in to find out what all the commotion is about. Thanks to enemies attacking us, thanks to folks defending us. We've trended number one several times last week on Twitter. We're constantly trending every day until they would take us out of the trending, which is a big deal because it shows that we're already one of the biggest topics in the world, this show, this broadcast, and what's happening. And they attacked Tucker Carlson, of course, saying that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones, as if that will get the cancel culture organized to then go after Carlson and try to remove him off the air. All that's going to do is drive up Tucker's already top ratings. But it's so archetypal. It's such a great juxtaposition of the failed CNN, totally discredited, the failed MSNBC with Brian Williams, their fact checker, the guy that said he was shot down in a helicopter, lied about it. It'd be like having Hitler over a Nuremberg trial for, you know, punishing the Nazis. It's all so ridiculous that no one is buying into it. But there they are with no viewers, basically, trying to shut down everybody that has viewers because freedom is popular. Even if they were successful in shutting us all down, people would still rebel against them and they would still be sacks of garbage. And so at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play the Brian Stelter, Oliver Darcy attack piece and make some choice comments about both men and how the book definitely, inside, definitely matches the cover. And we're going to, you know, talk about some of their activities. And so that should be a somewhat informative overall at the bottom of the hour, if not entertaining. But I'm going to tell you one more time, if you're a radio listener, you can't see this, but I'm going to have the photo posted. After all, we subscribe to Getty Images, pay a hefty sum every month to be able to use these. That's a Getty image. That's official glamour shot. He thinks that photo of himself is something that is worthy of note and that he thinks reflects well upon him. Talk about being psychotic or sociopathic and having no connection to reality and being tone deaf. That is an extremely psychotic, evil-looking person. I'm not saying Brian Stelter is a pedophile. I'm saying if I was a Hollywood director casting someone that kidnaps children off the streets, takes them into a dungeon and eats them, or grabs them out of gutters and manhole covers at the clown, it would be this individual. In fact, putting the at the clown regalia on him only makes him look likable. Take it off. Back it up. That's scary as hell. I mean, that's like a monster creature out of nightmares, but he is the mouth, the puppet of Jeff Zucker, who I will say looks almost as creepy, but not as creepy. I mean, Brian Stelter's got to be the creepiest man in the galaxy. And that's the best they can get, is Brian Williams lying about being shot down in helicopters over at MSNBC as their fact checker. And you got this little liar who says, quote, ratings don't matter to Ted Koppel. Where Ted Koppel's sitting back with all his gravitas. Say what you want about him. The guy's very smart and very suave. In that famous interview, and there's Carlson trying to act all suave, looking like a $3 bill. As phony as you can get, saying, oh, ratings don't matter. These people gaslight us, but, you know, it's not working. The only people it's working on is them. They still believe that they're in charge and they're controlling the culture, and all the poison they're spewing, all the anti-family garbage is just that, anti-family garbage. So I'll talk about it at the bottom of the hour because it's illustrative of everything we face. But first, wow. Biden's not done. He's announced more pipelines to be shut down, more infrastructure to be shut down, and it's true. I thought it was a hoax. It's in the Israeli papers. They're praising it. Biden got on his knees to the Israeli prime minister and bowed to him on his knees We thought Obama was bad, bowing to the Saudis and the Japanese emperor. Now, this is a new level of disgusting behavior. My God, next will be on his belly.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9, 10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that will blow you away on sale right now. X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's tri-iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There is a mystery that I will address coming up here in just a few minutes. Whether it's Japan, whether it's India, whether it's Nigeria, whether it is the United States of America or Canada or Mexico, everywhere, they're finding that major pharmacies and major government institutions that are pushing the so-called COVID-19 vaccines are actually giving people saline solution. It's been a big story since it started 6 months ago in the UK, 8 months ago. I guess in the UK, 6 months here in the US, the inoculations began, the so-called inoculations, the genetic engineering. But now I've got the answer to this because I've talked to enough of the medical workers. So I'm going to be breaking that down for you coming up. Next segment, report U.S. Army directs commands to prep for mandatory COVID shots for troops. That ties in with that. We have just massive globalist takeover COVID-19 news, because that's why this is bigger than just the inoculations. It's bigger than just the world ID and medical passports. It is their total, complete push. It is everything. If you want to understand what we're up against as a society and as a culture. But before I do that, let me just tell you some of the news that is coming up today. I have so many videos every day of black people viciously attacking white people that I couldn't air them if I had 20 hours. Plus, I'm not here trying to demonize black people. The majority of black folks aren't doing that, but there is a vehement, aggressive minority of racist black folks that are shooting and stabbing and killing whites and Asians and some Hispanics. And when they get arrested, they say, well, they deserve it. They're evil and they're racist and they're bad. And this is all directly due to mainstream media. And the corporate news, the same ones that are hiding all of these good treatments that are 99% effective, like hydroxychloroquine, remdesivir, and others. And so, again, it just shows how whatever the default evil, destructive, ruling class position of oppressing the people, they're doing it. And that ties into taxpayers could be on the hook for billions in damages to Canadian firm over Biden's cancellation of Keystone. Cost more than $15 billion to build it. And now there's another 60-something-year-old pipeline agreement with a whole bunch of old and new pipelines with the safest safety record the world's ever seen, by the way. I was reading deep into it a few weeks ago. Up coming out of Canada into Michigan with natural gas, gasoline, and oil pipelines that supply most of the Midwest, and the governor, quote, ordered them shut because Biden wants the heat off him. He said governors are allowed to now shut down pipelines, even that border Mexico and Canada, which under international law, a governor can't do that. So this is just beyond criminal, just like the open border and saying immediately surge the border. It's all part of the attack on our stability and our families and our society. And that's why the police have now set out in L.A. the woman calling the police on a man showing his penis to her six-year-old daughter. They've checked the surveillance footage. It's not denied. He went in the women's bathroom and pulled his pants down and said, "I've had sex with lots of women. Do you like my penis?" I mean, this is what happened to the six-year-old, folks. Sorry to talk about it on air. The police said it's bad, just like Cuomo said 4 years ago, if your daughter doesn't like seeing a woman's penis, you know, women have penises now, according to the left, and you know, up is down, down is up, then you're a horrible person, and if your parents taught you that that's bad, you're a horrible person. Because if you'll put up with men in the shower with your six-year-old daughter, brother, you'll put up with anything. And then Antifa came out and beat up a bunch of people. There's hours of footage of them beating up women and men. By the way, most of which were like reasonable hippies just out there saying, "Hey, stop it." And they start beating them up because so you've got Antifa beating people up because they dare not want a full-grown man exposing himself to a little girl in the shower. And the police have now said on the news that it's a good thing to show your genitals to little girls. So that's they passed a law 2 years ago in California. You can give someone HIV or hepatitis knowingly trying to kill them, and it's not a crime. So it's just total madness, total psychotic behavior. But let's go to an incredibly important report that John Bowne just posted to Band.video last night in the John Bowne section. Click the left-hand corner. You'll see all the menus there for the great pages like Greg Reese and so many others. And click on the John Bowne one. SJWs, your Marxist revolution is over. Listen very carefully to this report because it's right out of the Communist Manifesto, right out of Das Kapital, where they say the elite wage war on you, the ultra-rich crush the middle class. Well, under a corrupt globalist system, they do. Under a corrupt mercantile system, they do. Not under the American system. So you see, when they do all these horrible things, they're following a blueprint because they are the ruling class. Of course they live in $10 million houses and wear $5,000 outfits. They're AOC. You go bankrupt. You starve to death. Here is John Bowne's incredibly important report.
Karl Marx's conflict theory proclaims that society is in a state of perpetual conflict due to the competition for limited resources. And that glue holding that social order together is domination and power, rather than relegated by consensus and conformity. Those with wealth and power hold on to that power by suppressing the poor and the powerless. This theory fuels the Marxist revolution that has exploded itself upon every facet of our lives, given a free pass on violating the social norms of race, gender, crime, and just about anything the movement deems necessary to alter in order to dominate the average American's life.
I also want to make sure that this hysteria, you know, that this doesn't drive a hysteria and that we look at these numbers in context so that we can make responsible decisions about what to allocate in that context.
You know, furthermore, for her to say that it's just hysteria, as if it's all in our heads, it makes her cold and callous about people losing their lives. I mean, as Cuomo was when he downplayed the COVID-19 nursing home deaths.
A new conspiracy theory, a new Trump-inspired, Trump-incited kind of rage, white rage, to use the words of General Milley yesterday.
Okay, Bill Maher has been whack for a long time. I did see the clip segment of him complaining about Lin-Manuel Miranda apologizing for the lack of Afro-Latino representation in his movie, In the Heights.
You're the guy who made the founding fathers black and Hispanic. I don't think you have to apologize to Twitter. He's a Latino making a Latino movie with a Latino cast. Not good enough. Nothing is ever good enough for these people. They're like children.
Okay, so I don't know if the applause from the audience was sincere or if they were responding to the applause sign in the studio, but either way, how disappointing. So perhaps it's time for you to take a step back and blow a quarter ounce of that green that you love so much, because clearly your thoughts have been lost in a white fog for far too long.
Why would they attempt to dominate the once independent lives of the middle class they claim they are protecting? Because the theory is flawed. Those with wealth and power still continue to dominate the poor and the powerless. They're just using hordes of mindless social justice warriors to gain access to that control.
The left-wing billionaire transferring $18 billion to his Open Society Foundation. That makes it the second largest foundation in the country, and it's all about politics.
New at 10, a nearly overlooked consideration in the Milwaukee public school budget now stirring up controversy.
The district is proposing nearly $500,000 go to a program called Black Lives Matter.
I'm here to support the Black Lives Matter funding proposed in the MPS budget.
That's the main reason most of these people showed up tonight, to speak up or hold up a sign, letting board members know they want them to spend around $470,000 on Black Lives Matter.
Marxists steal money from other people and they enrich themselves right. until the people that they stole from are poor. And so she has stolen money from other people on the pretext of a lie that is Black Lives Matter. And she's enriched herself and she's brought four homes. I mean, you have to kind of appreciate the honesty. She's not hiding by any means, you know. And so, yeah, I tend to agree with you here. She's a communist through and through, and she's been unbelievably unapologetic in her approach.
Useful idiots doing the bidding of their masters against a free people dominated by our own media.
There's no excuse for being a reporter today who doesn't understand the basic science of COVID-19. Why is it not the same for climate change? Right now, everyone should be a climate reporter. And if you're not a climate reporter right now, you will be.
But we are gradually learning the final lesson. The real revolution is obvious. Populism will inevitably rise against the foul stench of hypocrisy in one form.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets.
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is on record. Warren Buffett is on record. We got some new clips from these guys today that are really frightening. As they and their cohorts praise the Communist Party of China. That's coming up last segment of this hour. I'm opening the phones up for the balance of the transmission. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. But here's our COVID-19 stack of news just from today. Thousands thought they were getting the COVID vaccine. They were injected with salt water instead. Now, why does this happen? What's going on? Well, I figured out what's happening. Why are so many people being accidentally injected with saline instead of COVID vaccines? We asked last week. But here's the latest articles out today, July 5th, July 6th, CNN. Thousands thought they were getting COVID vaccine. This was in India, New Delhi. Well, I've talked to a lot of nurses and a lot of doctors and a lot of other people and that work in the medical field, and they said, listen, we know this stuff's so deadly. We know it's experimental. We know it was never authorized, and there was no real testing, and we see what's happening. We have so many patients and so many people that are getting sick and dying that when the people come asking for it, we'll lose our job if we don't give it, so we're giving them saline. And they can't prosecute everybody. And what do you have that's not tracked in a pharmacy? It's the saline bottles. They're a few dollars a bottle. They've got hundreds and hundreds of bottles of them at any one time at a facility. The bottles look very similar. And they go, here, you want your COVID shot, sweetheart? I'm told particularly with children. And you've seen a bunch of pharmacists lose their jobs when the woman comes in wanting their 12-year-old. And the lady goes, hey, you know, they put an insert on there saying it caused a heart attack. I really think you should think about this. How dare you? Get me the manager. Because they're a leftist, and the leftist sacrament is getting conned, getting ripped off, getting hurt, because they're already so Stockholm syndrome into two or three fake degrees that don't work, not having a man in the home, whatever the case is, that they are just going deeper into the psychosis, deeper into the delusion. So on military bases, they're already giving the officers saline, and the word spread to the rest of the troops. They've been refusing, and the officers have been agreeing and just saying, okay, saline it. And anybody listening to the military knows this has been going on for a long time, especially with the anthrax shots in 1991 and 2000. They were so deadly until Congress finally acted and they outlawed giving it to people, because you can't attenuate anthrax. You can't kill it, basically, unless you burn it up in a furnace at 1,000 degrees. It'll survive 400 degrees. It's a plant spore that grows in your lungs. And so you can chop it up in pieces. It's like a starfish. And that's why they think that the life may have come here from another planet. Scientists hypothesize, I'm not saying I agree with that, from anthrax. But they believe it can live millions of years in the dirt. They found samples they know are hundreds of thousands of years old. So they injected that in people in an experimental operation. So that's why the military wouldn't do it this time, because it wasn't authorized. The anthrax wasn't authorized by the FDA. So what did the military announce in their announcement of starting forced inoculations of the military as early as a month from now? They said as soon as FDA approval is done. See, it never got FDA approval. But I've seen on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and on the street. I had a woman when I was in New York just walk by me and say, the vaccine is approved, it is safe. And then she just kind of ran off. They believe that. They believe I'm lying when I say that it was never approved and got emergency authorization. If there's no drug that is a viable treatment for any deadly pathogen under federal and international law, they can waive the normal testing process. If there is no drug, that's why they said ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir and all the rest of it couldn't be used, was because it was all basically 100% treatable. Hundreds of different brands of aerosolized inhalable steroids. You get it early, 100%, because it knocks out the autoimmune response that's killing you. Now, as top scientists warn, people that have been inoculated are the ones dying at record numbers because their body, when it comes in contact with the coronavirus, has an autoimmune response and attacks your own body, liquefies your lungs. This is that they knew. They tested it all before. You know, wait a minute, you just said it wasn't tested. This particular virus, this particular vaccine, but they tested similar vaccines on animals, and we've shown you those studies. We've gone over them. University of Texas, 2012, under Fauci, did three different vaccine tests that would attack not the RNA of the virus inside, but its spike protein casing. And now that's why you see so many illnesses and problems of the inoculated with this, because it makes the body attack the casing. The casing, not the RNA. So thousands thought they were getting the COVID vaccine. They were injected with salt water, and that's because the medical workers have a soul. And instead of losing their jobs, they're just doing what the military does, and they are injecting people. But then the managers come and go, wait a minute. We're missing hundreds and hundreds of bottles of saline, but with all the vaccines here, what's going on? And then they say, oh, come back. You didn't get your shot. That's one of the main reasons this is going on, because, again, higher-ups aren't taking the real thing. The lower-downs figure that out and go, well, hell, I'm not doing it. Remember what happened a few months ago? They testified in Congress, half the CDC and NIH had not taken the vaccine. More than half the medical workers in the U.S. and national news won't take it, because they know the doctor won't take it, the nurse won't take it, but you need to. So there's your answer on that front. I got a bunch of other news I'm going to hit next hour. U.S. Army directs commands to prep for mandatory COVID shots for troops. The U.S. Army is prepping to enforce mandatory coronavirus vaccinations for service members from the beginning of September, according to an Army Times report. The report published Saturday notes the Army has directed command to prepare to administer mandatory COVID-19 vaccines as early as September 1st, pending full Food and Drug Administration licensure. Oh, my goodness. Somebody show everybody on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, Alex Jones is such a liar. Dr. Paul is such a liar. It's approved. It's been tested. It's safe.
No, it's not. And they did it open air so they could then not have an official count of the real dead, which are pouring in now. 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds, football players, cricket players dying, getting sick, rock and roll stars dying, getting sick, young people, old people, people collapsing. Multiple members of the same cricket team collapsing after they were inoculated a few days before, never having convulsions, people convulsing at the inoculation centers. It goes on and on and on. All of it is at InfoWars.com. Big text meeting, an emergency session. We got that article to try to learn how to suppress us. They're going to come out with new tools to shut you up so you can't warn people, so they can block real treatments, give you deadly shots, and kill you. They're eugenicists. They're greedy globalists. They believe they can only have super yachts and consume if they pay back the world by killing useless eaters. I say they're useless eaters. I say they're the ones that need to get out of the way. I say they're the ones that need to die, not us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Hydrofluorolistic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolistic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July. The double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. We're now 33 minutes, 45 seconds into this Tuesday, July 6th broadcast. And I want to address the controversy that the struggling back-of-the-line, basement-dwelling Brian Stelter and his salacious crumb sidekick, Oliver Darcy, have been trying to create. They pushed heavily to have me deplatformed. And they are the mouth of Jeff Zucker. The bitch admitted, it's come out in Project Veritas reports and others, that he tells them specifically what to say. They load up their teleprompters. And so when you see Brian Stelter and if he comes off like a puppet, like a Humpty Dumpty, get the clown crossover, and you wonder why, you know, he and Oliver Darcy are so disingenuous, but at the same time so powerful, and that when they call for somebody to be deplatformed, Twitter, Facebook, all of them just click their heels and do it. It's because CNN takes the lead in propaganda, and that's really a corporate agreement. That is the mouth of Jeff Zucker saying to do that. But imagine being so incredibly disconnected from reality, like Brian Get the Clown Stelter, that if you go to his photos that he publicly puts out himself as glamour shots, that he puts on his own PR pages, it's a joke. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. If I was in central casting for a director that was trying to find an actor that just radiated evil, corruption, and the destruction of children. I mean, I have to say, he looks like, in my mind, what in hell a child molester would look like. Like, you die, you go to hell, you're there for murder or whatever, and you're in a fiery cell with somebody, and what are you here for? Oh, I'm Brian Stelter. And I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm just saying, who would hire someone who just radiates, I'm a fraud, I'm a liar, I'm your enemy, I'm a scammer, and then hold that little creature up, its puppet, and then speak through it, and then ban free speech in America and call yourself a good person? He's the worst thing on CNN. Brian Williams is the worst thing on MSNBC. And, of course, he's their fact checker over there when he's not saying he was shot down in helicopters. I mean, I've had Brian Williams fact check me. That's like having Hitler sit as the chief judge in the Nuremberg trials after World War II. I mean, it's that crazy. So I'm going to play part of this whole piece. It went on for like 15 minutes, but I'm just going to play like 4 minutes of it. But just remember, everything they're saying is a fraud. And I shouldn't try to judge a book off its cover. I'm simply asking, is there anyone creepier on earth than Brian Stelter? And I think the answer is no. And then he's got an equally creepy sidekick, which, again, I'm just going to ask you, would you let these people anywhere near your life, your children, your business? No. But instead, they work for the globalists. They're destroying the country and the world. And, of course, they do. They are central casting villains. But then there's their action, how they murder the truth. I could pull up Reuters. I could pull up even Associated Press that the majority of new polio cases in the world are from the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. You can put that on screen. And I have an article right here from Gavi.org, funded by Bill Gates, where it says it can shed and give people polio. But Stelter's done pieces on me before saying that's a lie. Imagine covering up for the killing that's going on. Remember Fiona Hill went on 60 Minutes and said, I called her a globalist. She doesn't even know what that is. Meanwhile, she's one of the main writers at theglobalist.com. It's just like Klaus Schwab says, I want you to have a world ID, and I want you to have a microchip under you, and we're going to use the fear of a virus to do it. He said this 5 years ago, and now it's happening. I go, hey, they want to put a microchip in you. And Stelter goes, oh, Jones is insane. He's making that up. And it goes on and on and on. The examples of them trying to gaslight us. They're bringing in world government. They're dissolving our borders. They're telling us America shouldn't exist. They're pushing all this Marxist ideology. They're run by big banks that are tax exempt. And then their rear guard action is these no viewer individuals that sit up there that we've rejected, but they're like zombies. The walking dead of media, they're just propped up like a reanimated corpse by the big banks. And then they call themselves the rebels fighting the establishment when they're the big globalist-backed media that still no one wants. So this is the unmovable object comes into the unstoppable force because no one wants them, everybody hates them, but they're still not going away. They're still trying to destroy us and drag us into oblivion with them. Here they are.
Choose your own reality culture is pervading every corner of American life. Choose your own reality. If you want to believe that the pro-Trump riots of January 6th were instigated by the feds, you can choose a show that claims that is true. You can choose a TV star who claims it's real. If you want to believe the NSA is reading your favorite TV star's emails, go right ahead. He claims it's true. The NSA denies it, of course, but for Tucker Carlson's fans, that's just further proof of the plot. Carlson is a conspiracy monger, but he's far from the first. As my colleague Oliver Darcy pointed out this week, Carlson is sounding more and more like InfoWars host and notorious conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. You can hear the similarities.
The NSA has been reading our emails.
It's not that I think the government spies on me. It's admitted that they do.
It is a lie to say there are no risks. There are risks in everything, including in getting a vaccine.
Everybody's got family that got killed or got sick from a vaccine.
So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents.
It is overwhelming, the evidence that criminal elements of the federal government provocateured and staged January 6th.
All right. Oliver Darcy is back with me. I think the sound speaks for itself. Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
It's not a stretch, Brian. Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones. If you watch Tucker Carlson's program and you watch Alex Jones's program, they might differ a little bit in antics and in the way they deliver their message, but that message to viewers is consistent, and it's pretty identical. Whether it's talking about vaccine conspiracy theories, false flag conspiracy theories, deep state conspiracy theories, the messages that Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are sending are the same. They seem to see eye to eye on the biggest issues that they talk about every single night.
Do we know anything about their relationship, whether they have one? Because let me play two back-to-back sound bites. One is of Tucker sympathizing with Jones, but the other one has Alex Jones basically saying, hey, I'm going to let Tucker present this January 6th conspiracy theory first. I'm going to let Tucker present the inside job theory because he's going to do a great job with it. And when I heard that, I thought, are these two guys in cahoots? Like, are they friends? Do they communicate? Let's listen to these two sound bites and then we'll talk about it.
I made the decision not to get into this until it broke on Tucker because I thought he'd do a better job than I did. He did. He did a great job in 15 minutes.
Why do we laugh at Alex Jones again? Sincere question.
Are they bros? What do we know about the relationship?
It does sound like they're talking to each other, right, Brian? Look, you don't have to take it from us. Just listen to that clip you played of Tucker Carlson. He's basically saying that he doesn't think that that Alex Jones's views are out there, that they're crazy. Evidently, he thinks that they're legitimate and should be debated, and he's bringing them up on his own show. And Brian, this matters because these far-right conspiracy theories, they used to be confined to the InfoWars section on the internet.
Let's stop there. The whole thing's on InfoWars. It used to be confined. You know, you guys control everybody's minds. Obviously, Tucker's been on the show many times. Yes, we're friends. No, I'm not telling Tucker what to do or what to say. Though Tucker is honored, I guess, at the comparison. Because InfoWars is seen as the tip of the spear, the vanguard, in waking up the world, coming out of Plato's cave, and saying no to the system. And so, no, Tucker Carlson is not getting what he covers from me. He sees the same thing, just like the rest of the world does. That's why no one watches CNN. We see a bunch of creepy, anti-American control freaks for what you are, criminals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You got it. All right, you want to go? You got it. All right, you want to go? All right, you want to go?
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. The American way is to let all ideas out there in the belief that the best ideas will prove themselves and become dominant, which is what made this country so great. Now, big foreign-owned corporate media that literally sponsors games for the communist Chinese military in the Uyghur region, where they have 3 million people in slave camps, that very same corporate media that censors us helps run the slave camps like Apple and Nike, but then they fund the tip of the spear of wokeness and finance a bunch of out-of-control black supremacists to talk about how bad white people are on all their hit TV shows. It's incredible. I've started monitoring some of the top black podcasts, and man, it is the most vile, racist, crazy talk, and not a word about Africa starving to death, not a word about poison vaccines, all about how black people are the master race, and the whole world's black, and blacks are superior, and I guess if you are one of the people that works for the system, Apple or Google or whatever, and you're getting their money, and then you're up there, and every sponsorship, every spokesperson's black. And that's not because the system likes black people. The system is taking on the camouflage, saying their corporations are black or woke, while their corporations are destroying the entire world and engage in a global lockdown that's already starved at least 20 million extra people to death. And the majority of them, you bet, were African. And so it's very frustrating to hear some big black woke podcaster calling me a racist, taking things out of context I've said here or there or whatever when I'm having larger debates, to then say Alex Jones should be deplatformed. But then they don't even stand up for the 50%+ of black people never get out of their mama's wombs. It's just so sad. But that said, I'll get more into that in the next hour. We're talking about Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy, who I really shouldn't talk about their appearance because I've gotten older. I'm not as good looking as I used to be, and I got a few miles on me. And I don't normally bash over how they look. It's Stelter's so fake, and he tries to pull up Brian Stelter with Tom Brokaw. No, not Tom Brokaw. It was Brian Stelter with Ted Koppel. And Ted Koppel's running circles around him, and Stelter is just sitting back all arrogant, trying to look officious and powerful, and it's just so fake. And then you see what he stands for, what he does, how he lies, and how he's self-appointed, and the whole corporate system gets behind him of who he says can be on air and who can't. Imagine being so self-unaware that you put out a face that looks like it's a horror movie cover. But that's who these people are. They're the self-appointed individuals that believe it's their right to rule over us and to control our lives. And they've got all the stolen money and all the big banks behind them. But they've got a chip on their shoulder because they know they're creepy. They know they're weird. They know they've got sick ideas. And they're not going to stop until we stop them. And we just stop them by exposing what monsters they are, and we all let them know that they are fully rejected and that we know who they are. But let me finish up with the clip I was just playing of them. I'm not going to play the whole thing. And then I'll get to some very, very serious news. But here they are like, well, do we know if they're talking? Well, do we know if they're in cahoots? Are they? We better. And, of course, every show they call for Tucker Carlson to be taken off the air. The ADL does, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party. Because what's Carlson talking about? Populism and stopping fentanyl death and getting jobs back in America and unifying Americans. And it's because he is likable, and it's because what he's saying is so common sense, they have to misrepresent it and use somebody they think's demonized, somebody they think's defeated, Alex Jones, and go, oh, look, Tucker's that now, when they're living in their own fantasy land. InfoWars, in many ways, especially when it comes to just the general public, knowing that we're dead on, is more popular than it's ever been by orders of magnitude. But these guys actually think they're going to hurt Tucker Carlson associating Alex Jones with him. Because Tucker Carlson is the king of mainstream media because he is a populist. Well, InfoWars and what we do here is the tip of the spear worldwide and recognizes that. So I'm not in a competition with Brian Stelter. I'm trying to show the world through this grain of sand a microcosm of who the establishment is. Why would they pick someone so disingenuous and so creepy and such a liar? Because it makes them feel comfortable. Because he's spiritually stunted and spiritually ugly like they are, and it shines through his very cells who he is. So let's hear some more from this creature trying to sit up there as the traffic cop, as the hall monitor, and who are, when they know full well, Carlson's been on the show many times, they know full well all of that, but they want to act like, ooh, is it a secret? Like, oh, we've got this secret video of Jones saying he's mad at Trump. I said it in the documentary, and it was, they didn't have the rest of the story saying, but I love Trump. I get mad at him a lot, love, hate, but I love Trump. They edited that out. It's the same thing. It's all about deceiving because they're not selling things that are popular. They're promoting things that are not popular. So they've got to always lie and to see how much they can sucker people. And as their ratings implode and as they fall apart, they just double down the lies because it's all they know because it's who their father is. And it's who they are. Here, here is a self-appointed, self-anointed Humpty Dumpty.
Sure, present the inside job theory, because he's going to do a great job with it. And when I heard that, I thought, are these two guys in cahoots? Like, are they friends? Do they communicate? Let's listen to these two sound bites, and then we'll talk about it.
I made the decision not to get into this until it broke on Tucker, because I thought he'd do a better job than I did. He did. He did a great job in 15 minutes.
Why do we laugh at Alex Jones again? Sincere question.
Are they bros? What do we know about the relationship?
It does sound like they're talking to each other, right, Brian? Look, you don't have to take it from us. Just listen to that clip you played of Tucker Carlson. He's basically saying that he doesn't think that that Alex Jones's views are out there, that they're crazy. Evidently, he thinks that they're legitimate and should be debated, and he's bringing them up on his own show. And Brian, this matters because these far-right conspiracy theories, they used to be confined to the InfoWars section on the internet. You used to have to seek them out. I'm not that old, but I remember when the Republican Party and Fox News mocked Alex Jones and said, that guy is crazy, we're not going to touch that sort of stuff.
That's enough. And that's before we completely prove we were right. Everything came true like we said. And you two little envious Nellies, candy asses, sit up there and just look so envious and so upset about Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. Yeah, don't you guys wish you were popular? Don't you wish you were cool? Don't you wish you had great wives? Don't you wish you had great families? But you don't, because you're little devils. So, yes, you're not taking us with you. Yes, so we have worldwide bigger audience than ever, more popular than ever. But when it comes to sponsorship, these guys went after all my sponsors, hundreds of them, harassed them till they went away. I've got a major lawsuit if I want it, but I'm not going to go there. The point is that you keep us on air, and these little monsters can't stand it. So we're extending the July 4th super sale until Saturday. Four more days, free shipping, double Patriot points. But X3... no longer on sale because it's about to sell out. X2 is the gold standard of high-quality deep earth crystal iodine, the counter to the bad halogen fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and all that. It's so good for you. X2 is 40% off with free shipping, despite the fact it is selling out. I'm just going to keep it going until it sells out. It'll probably be sold out in about a week and a half at current rate, but so many other products are sold out. We've got to just sell it. We've got it sale to get the funds in. Plus, this has always been our flagship product, so if you want to stock up on it, you never try it. It takes about 15 days on average to kick in. And what it does, if you've been deficient, like most people are, is just amazing. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, the UN estimates, because of iodine deficiency. Find out the secret the globalists know and protect yourself and your family today with X-Tube. 40% off. That's going to run for about a week and a half. That'll be next week's sale, actually. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. That's ending tomorrow. Bodies, 40% off. That's ending tomorrow because they're almost sold out. Turbo Force, that's ending tomorrow. Almost sold out. Alpha Power, we've got enough to run for a week. 40% off. Vasma Beats, we can go about a week and a half. That's 40% off or 50% off. Pollen Block, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, 40% off. That's ending tomorrow. So the free shipping and double Patriot points continues until the weekend, but the free shipping and all that will end on Saturday. But again, some of this will continue into the next week, but a bunch of stuff has to end tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.